Monday mornings, all you fine folks out there in radio land. Adam Mack, now I'm broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from hot and sunny Bradenton, Florida, and Lee Com Park, which is slated today's series finale between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Bradenton Marauders. First pitch in the sixth and final game of this series coming up at high noon, and for the Mets, it's already been a really good week. It's a winning series. After looking sluggish on Tuesday in the opener, 11-4 loss, the Mets have won the next four games, four-game winning streak. They lead the series 4-1. So no matter what happens today, it's a winning series ahead of the All-Star break. Then really cap a great week here at the ballpark with the win. They'd love to head to the off week with a five-game winning streak. Last night was the most fun game of the series and maybe the best win of the year for the Mets. It was a terrific battle on a Saturday night between these two teams. Mets trailed 3-1 in the seventh, took the lead in the seventh inning, but Bradenton responded, tied the game in the eighth, and in the tenth inning, Vincent Perozzo hit a go-ahead RBI double. The Mets manufactured him home on a ground out and a sac fly by Villavicencio for a 6-4 lead. Very first pitch of the bottom of the ninth, Johnny Severino hit an RBI double off of Juan Arnaud, but Juan settled down, got a couple of outs, and then it came down to one last batter, tying run at third, winning run at second, Mets up by one, and Arnaud got Braylon Bishop to foul out down the left field line. A great running catch by Jeremy Rodriguez, a fine defensive play to cap a very exciting victory, one that improved Mets to 6-1 in extra innings, 3-0 in extra innings on the road now, and the Mets are 13-6 in the second half, alone in first place in the FSL East Division. They are also 47-37 overall this season, high water mark 10 games above 500. Bradenton, meanwhile, slipping 10-9 in the second half, but still in a playoff spot because Lakeland, the first half winner, leads the second half as well. Bradenton is in second place. Bradenton is 40-45 overall, through 85 games. Taking a look at the standings, the Mets a one-game lead over Daytona. Daytona has enjoyed a 4-1 week at home against Jupiter. Palm Beach and Jupiter, five games behind the Mets now. It's looking like a two-horse race in the second half between the Mets and the Tortugas. Both Jupiter and Palm Beach, the Roger Dean teams, 8-11. Over in the West Division, Lakeland 14-4, 4.5 games up on Bradenton, 5.5 up on Tampa. Lakeland threatening to run away with the second half after winning the first half. So it would be the next best team in the West to make the playoffs. Right now, Bradenton has that one-game advantage over Tampa. Only a game and a half up on Fort Myers. Clearwater 7.5 out of first, and Dunedin 9.5 out of first place. Other games in the Florida State League today. Lakeland at Tampa at noon. Lakeland leads that series 3-2. Fort Myers visits Clearwater at noon. Fort Myers up 3-2 in that series. 12:30 start for Dunedin and Palm Beach. Palm Beach leads that series 4-1. And hey, how about this Daytona? Not a 5 o'clock game. No, they want to try to get out of town a little bit early, apparently, before the All-Star break. 2 o'clock start for the Hammerheads and the Tortugas at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Daytona up 4-1 in that series. And once again, first pitch here in this Sunday finale set for high noon with the Mets leading the series 4-1. We'll take a short break on the pregame show, come back with the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for today's game between the Mets and the Marauders.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets, for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stluciemets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Well, the press box is pretty close to the field here, and there's a lot of cheering and noise and excitement coming from the Mets dugout. They are having a ball down there. They really have all week long, and why not when you're playing as well as they are? And you got to say a lot about this team that all four of the wins in a row, Bradenton has had the winning run on base or at the plate as the last out was made. So these have been right down to the wire, and the Mets are coming through every single time in the close games. I should say the last three games. The Wednesday one, the Mets ran away with, although that was pretty competitive until the Mets broke it open in the ninth inning. Managers just completed their final meeting of the series at the plate. Jim Horner for the Marauders, Louie Rivera for the Mets. Home plate umpire today is Nick Saxton. The base umpire is Derek Gibson. As for the starting pitching matchup, it's another lefty on the mound for the Marauders and another rehabber. It's been a rehab week here for Bradenton, whether it be a position player or pitchers. They've rolled out a ton of rehabbers. Today it's a lefty, Dominic Paracci, 24 years old, from Connecticut. He was drafted out of Salve Regina in Rhode Island. Can't say I've heard of that school before, but he is an 11th round pick of the Pirates back in 2022. This will be his first rehab game in Bradenton. He did make two appearances for the FCL Pirates, logging 4 2/3, one hit, one run, unearned across those two performances. So Paracci on the mound for the Marauders, his first appearance of the week. And for the Mets, it's come full circle. They are back to where they started. Frank Ellisalt, who pitched on Tuesday to open the series, he's back out there again today to finish it. Frank, 4 1/3, 7 hits, 4 runs, took the loss on Tuesday, but he's had all week to sit back and watch and see how the other Mets pitchers have attacked, and probably knows a lot more about these Marauders hitters now than he did on Tuesday. He's been pitching extremely well all season long. The Mets' 19th round pick last year out of Nova Southeast, and we're all still wondering how somebody didn't gobble him up before the 19th round. He's got nasty stuff. This will be his 18th game for the Mets and his 7th start. He has 53 strikeouts in 47 innings. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets. Trey Snyder going to lead off for the 6th time. He's 0-for-5 leading off the game. We'll see if he can get on base to start it. Yonatan Enriquez having a great week. We'll play in his 6th game of the series up to the 2nd spot. He drove in 3 last night, homered for the 5th time this season. He's in right field. Trace Wilhoit also going wire-to-wire, his 6th game of the series, batting 3rd, playing 1st base. Yohairo Cuevas hits cleanup. Kevin Villavicencio hits 5th. Vincent Brozo, hard to take him out of the lineup, been very productive the last couple of games. He's the catcher batting 6th. Nick Roselli will hit 7th. Simone Juan, tough series for him. Only 1-for-13, bats 8th. And Willie Fanyas with his first home run of the season. A go-ahead home run on Thursday will round out the Mets' order. So no Diverson Gutierrez, no Jeremy Rodriguez. They are the two ones, position players, who get the day off. Marauders are taking the field behind Dominic Paracci. They are wearing their home white jerseys on this bright and sunny Sunday. Mets, as they usually do, orange jersey tops on Sunday road games. So the Marauders on the field, everyone else trickling out of the dugouts for the national anthem, which is upon us. We will pause for that. And then when we return to Lee Com Park, we'll bring you the finale of this 6-game series between the Mets and the Marauders. Baez unloads to deep left field, and that's out of here. Bye-bye, baseball. Jesus Baez has given the Mets the lead in the 7th inning.
And the 1-1 from Kennedy. And it's crushed high over into left field. Guerrero's going back, looking up at the wall, and it is gone! Starling Marte with a solo home run to get the Mets on the board. 1-1 pitch, fly ball, deep left field. This one going back at the track, and it is gone! A walk-off grand slam for A.J. Ewing. And the Mets have come all the way back to win it in the bottom of the ninth.
Out fly ball. Is it deep enough? Leonis is going to make the catch. Here comes Cuevas to the plate. He slides in. Safe, and the Mets win the game. Colin Houck walks it off with the sac fly. And the St. Lucie Mets start off the 2024 season with a walk-off win.
It's off, 0-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. To throw down to second is in time. What a great throw by Vincent Perozzo. A strike him out, throw him out for St. Lucie, and the inning is over.
Balls it deep to center. Faltine running back. He's running back. This is over his head. He can't get it. The Mets are going to win this game. They're going to win it. Mosquera, Barrow, over. It's a walk-off. Jairo Cuevas, they're going to mob him out there near shortstop. The game-winning two-run double. Magic on the 4th of July for the St. Lucie Mets. And with that, it's go time. One last time in 2025 between the Mets and the Marauders. Mets dominating this series. 4-1. They're really looking to twist the knife here today in the series with a 5-1 record and a 5-game winning streak. Bradenton trying to salvage what they can ahead of the All-Star break. This is the final game until Friday. We'll be back at home. So everybody's anxious to enjoy the 4-day break. See if the Mets can put together a win before. Tripper Jones once told the story that last day of spring training, anybody that doesn't swing at a strike, $500 fine. I'm not going to go that far, but if these two teams want to play a quick one, which they have not all series, then that would be fine by me. It's very hot out there, quick turnaround after last night's 3-plus-hour slog of an extra inning game. Guys hydrated, ready to go. First pitch on the way from Parachi, with the music still playing, and it's driven deep right field by Snyder. Going back is Patrick, and he's going to make the catch on the warning track and then jump into the wall. So a one pitch out to start the day. First pitch at 12:02. It's 89 degrees and partly cloudy at the ballpark. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. And for Snyder, these 0-for-6 leading off the game this week. That one, though, was close. Felt like he had a real shot there to carry over the head of Andrew Patrick, but it did not get over. Now Parachi throws the ball high. Dominic Parachi, the lefty, third lefty starter of the week for Bradenton. 24 years old on minor league rehab assignment. Pirates 11th round pick 2022. It's a swing and a miss from Henriquez on a curveball. Henriquez having the best week. Then he met 9-for-21, perhaps a player of the week candidate in the FSL. If he has a good game today, takes this curveball outside. Yesterday hit a home run from the left side and then a go-ahead two-run single with two outs in the seventh from the right side. He's batting right-handed now. This pitch swung on and missed a fastball at 91. 2-2. No score, one out just underway on this hot Sunday afternoon. Parachi, a very slow delivery, the 2-2 pitch, and it's fouled away. It was Johnny Cueto-esque. Slowly bringing the hands over his head, kind of holding. A lefty a little quicker this time, the 2-2 to Henriquez, and he swings and misses at a slider and strikes out. A couple of quick outs for Parachi here in the first. Mets have not had first-inning success this week. They have not scored a run in the first inning all series. They threatened yesterday, second and third, one out, and then bases loaded, two outs, but couldn't bring anybody home. Trace Wilhoit up. Trace batting .350 on the week, but all seven of his hits singles. You know he wants to drive one somewhere to a gap or out of the yard. First pitch, a fastball for a strike. Next pitch, he dribbles one foul, and it's nothing and two. Will Hoyt yesterday 0-for-5 for a walk and a run. Parachi delivers the 0-2 pitch, and it's high. He really does bring that glove up over his head and really behind his head, almost to the back of his neck in his windup. Now, old school. Kicks and fires the 1-2, and it's a hard ground ball hit by Will Hoyt out to the shortstop, De Los Santos. Throws to first on target and in time for out number three. It's a 1-2-3 start for Paracci on his first rehab assignment game with the Marauders. We'll take a break here in the middle of the first. Come back with the Mets starting pitcher and the defense.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers, call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
Frank Ellisalt, the Mets game one starter in this series, come all the way back around to be the game six starter. On his regular rest, Frank gave up 7 hits and 4 runs and 4 and a third on Tuesday. See what he has today after he's gotten to sit back and watch the Marauders now for a full week. They'll face Wyatt Sanford, Edward Florentino, and Derek Hall. Sanford playing in his fourth straight game after he sat the first two, top prospect on this Marauders team. Ellisalt, first pitch. Sanford fouls it straight back for a strike. Sanford getting better, it seems, by the game yesterday. Had an RBI hit with two outs. Scored a couple of runs. Stole two bases. Seems like a talented kid. Drafted second round out of Independence High School in Texas last summer by Pittsburgh. Takes the ball up. It's 1-1. That fastball at 95 miles per hour. Ellisalt's 1-1. Swing and a miss on a cutter. Speaking about the Mets not scoring a first inning run in this series, well, Bradenton hasn't either. We should have just fast-forwarded to the second inning. We can't do that. Even though everybody's excited to take a break and get out of town as this pitch comes in for a ball. Mets after this game, I'm sure some folks are flying right out of a nearby airport. Others will take the two buses back to Port St. Lucie. 2-2 pitch is low, full count. It's about a 3 hour and 20-30 minute ride with traffic, maybe a little less on a Sunday afternoon. It was really tough slog getting over here Tuesday afternoon. 3-2 pitch from Ellisalt is a flare. Left side, foul, tracking and catching, Villavicencio. Nice play by Kevin Villavicencio. That was not far off from the final out of last night's game. Hit by Braylon Bishop, this one. The first out for the Marauders made one day later. Similar play, a rangy catch in foul territory by a third baseman. Edward Florentino comes up. First pitch to him, slider for a strike. Mets defense, Villa at third, Trey Snyder at short. Nick Roselli plays second, Trace Woolhoit at first. Fanyas in left, Juan in center, Henriquez in right. This ball is fouled away, a similar spot. Villavicencio heading over, looking for room, and no, it's off the net. Oh, he was there. He reached up, and that ball hit the net before
could land in his glove. We do have a slight breeze blowing out to right today. Shouldn't factor much. Nothing in two on Florentino. The pitch. Strike three right down the middle. Down looking. Not sure what Florentino was expecting there. It was right at the knees. He thought it might have been low. Nick Saxton had it right. It was about a third of a ball in. Two up, two down. Here in the bottom of the first, Ellisalt trying to match Paracci. Derek Hall, continuing his AAA rehab assignment, has been here all week. Takes a pitch outside. It's been a quiet week for Hall. He did. Oh, hit a RBI double in the fifth inning yesterday. Didn't play the 10th. His replacement in the 10th hit a double. 1-0 pitch, swings and misses at a slider. One pitch, late on a fastball at 94, swings past it, and it's 1-2. Ellisalt set, working from the far left corner of the rubber. The 1-2 pitch, foul tipped into the mitt for strike three. Good squeeze by the Mets catcher Vincent Perozzo. The 1-2-3 inning with two strikeouts for Ellisalt. Nothing doing for either side in the first inning.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile, and we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
Now let's get back to the field.
Let's do it. 9-minute first inning. Yes, yes, yes. More, please. Let's cruise. Not on the high seas like a pirate or a marauder, but cruising this game. Cuevas, Villavicencio, and Perozzo will bat against Paracci, who had an 11-pitch 1-2-3 first inning. Very bright here at Lecom Park. First pitch, big curveball, 76 miles per hour, 12-6 breaker, called the strike on Cuevas. Cuevas 4-for-13 with the double this week, plus 5 walks. He's getting on base half the time. Literally, 500 on base percentage. I wouldn't lie to you. Not about that, at least. Checks his swing on a pitch away, fastball 92, held up. Two balls and a strike. Paracci, that big over-the-head turn and the pivot home, and he gets a swing and a miss on a slider. He's got a couple of good breaking balls. Mid-80s slider. Pitch clock violation on Cuevas, and he's called out. Strike three. Two-strike count, not alert to the pitcher as the clock was apparently winding down. Didn't use the timeout, and he does not object. It's about the easiest strikeout Paracci will ever have. It's kind of funny when there's a strikeout, the catcher throws down to third base, Paracci threw to third base. Kevin Villavicencio takes a fastball up. Villa yesterday, two hits from the nine spot, but probably more importantly, the sac fly in the 10th inning to boost the Mets' lead from one run to two runs. That was the difference. And he goes too far on here on appeal. Oh, he didn't. He held up. Fans don't like it, and the Marauders won't challenge it. I think he might have gone around. So instead of a ball and a strike, it's 2-0. The pitch up high for ball three. Villavicencio threatening to become the game's first base runner with one out, no score here in the top of the second. 3-0 pitch, and it's right down the pipe. Villavicencio reaching down to unstrap his shin guard, but only got one piece of the Velcro off. Put it back on. 3-1 pitch. And it's hit up the middle and caught on a line by Sanford for out number two. Going back to that 3-0 pitch, it was a ball. You don't see a lot of challenging on 3-0 counts, though, from batters. So 5-up, 5-down to start the game for Paracci. Now one of last night's heroes, Vincent Perozzo, his leadoff double in the 10th inning, brought in a run, and then he would go on and score. A lot of credit to him on the bases, going first or second to third on a ground ball to the left side hit in front of him. That's a gamble, but he's gone on contact, and Sanford, the shortstop, decided not to try to throw him out at third. First pitch, a strike. Next pitch, a ball low. And it's the little things like that you don't see in a box score. And to be here to see it or listen on the radio to hear it. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball low. Curveball makes it two balls and a strike. No score, two outs in the top of the second. Nobody on base for the Mets. Paracci's pitch, high ball three. Perozzo didn't play in the first couple of games in the series, but he is 4-for-9 with two doubles and a home run with three walks. And make it four walks as he takes a slider in the dirt. Perozzo gets the walk that Villavicencio was headed for. And Vincent Perozzo, first base runner of the afternoon for either team, will be held on at first base by Florentino. So Florentino's played center in this series, and now he's at first base. I don't see that very often. You see some guys go to the corner outfield. Perozzo trying to steal. Ramirez's throw is a dart, and Perozzo is tagged out. Oh, it was a perfect pitch for Richard Ramirez to throw on, a high fastball to Nick Ruzzelli. He was already coming out of his stance to catch it. Perozzo trying to sneak his way in there. Not stolen a base or tried one yet this series. But he's out, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. We'll head to the home second. No score.
Your best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino, is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at GoToWorkHappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 Night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 Night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 Night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds, but it could cost you far more. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident. Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are on a Sunday afternoon in the brutal heat over in Bradenton, Florida. Rodani De Los Santos, Johnny Severino, and Richard Ramirez scheduled to hit against Frank Ellisalt. Frank, a 1-2-3, two-strikeout first inning on just 13 pitches. Mets trying to win five in a row, really put the clamps down on this series, heading into the four-day All-Star break. Marauders after a series opening victory 11-4. Can't be feeling very good about how this week has turned out. Here's De Los Santos. First pitch wrapped in for a strike. Bradenton at three home runs on Tuesday, counting for eight runs. They've hit three home runs since, all solo homers, and they've lost every game since. Just not getting the big hit when they need it. There's a ball outside, and I talked about that at length yesterday. And even yesterday, they had five separate innings with a RBI hit from five different players, and that wasn't enough. So they didn't rely on the home run ball, and they lost anyways. And there's a check swing on a ball outside, and De Los Santos held up. So even when they came up with those clutch hits, and it was the four runs they scored in the nine innings, as this pitch is inside, were all on two-out, two-strike hits. Three singles and a double. And then a leadoff RBI double in the ninth. So even when they did come up clutch, Mets beat them anyways. 3-1 pitch from Ellisalt, and the slider gets in for strike two. It's a full count now on De Los Santos. Sometimes you just have a bad week as a team. 3-2 pitch is a floater into right field. Henriquez will reroute and make a leaning catch. He stuck his arm all the way out to his left to make that play. Of course, Henriquez is so valuable for the Mets this year, and especially currently. Hard to take his bat out of the lineup, but it's so stressful to be playing in these hot games in center. So trying to ease off a bit in the last couple of nights, put him in the corners. He can play anywhere. The game at shortstop two nights ago looked great there. He's a good all-around player. Here's Severino, who certainly gave his team a shot yesterday. That RBI double to lead off the 10th. He was on second, nobody out, as the tying run. They couldn't bring him home. It's a ground ball weakly out to Snyder. Trey will scoop and throw from short and make the play. Two up, two down for Ellisalt. Here in the second, and just like his counterpart, Dominic Procci, has retired the first five batters he's faced. Richard Ramirez will come up. Bradenton catcher got off to a good start this week. The Mets held him in check in his last game. He swings through a fastball, strike one. Ramirez on the hole this week, 5-for-13, with two doubles, a home run, three walks. Big week for him. He fell the triple short of the cycle on Tuesday. Takes this pitch low. And to come in as a defensive sub yesterday, his last game he started on Thursday, Friday, went 0-for-4, three strikeouts. 1-1 pitch, slider down, two balls and a strike. No score, two outs in the home second inning. Ellisalt kicks and fires, gets a fastball by Ramirez late on the swing. Two balls, two strikes. Ellisalt quick pitch, fired it outside, full count. I think Richard Ramirez just shot him a look. Caught me off guard. 3-2 pitch. It's a ground ball to Snyder. Another solid play by Trey across the diamond in time. He has settled down defensively on that left side over the last couple of weeks. Two perfect innings pitched by Frank Ellisalt this afternoon. We move to the third inning at Leacom Park. No score between the Mets and the Marauders.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move,
you choose to see a doctor, or the number one orthopedic specialists in the world, backed by a team who custom tailor your treatment? Do you choose to live with limitations, or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better. Move better. HSS.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2025 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to leave you smiling. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on Saturday night is fun for all.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now let's get back to the action.
Hasn't been a lot of action so far. We played the first two innings in 22 minutes. The minimum has been faced by both pitchers. This is your classic feeling of a Sunday getaway game before the All-Star break. Pitchers are throwing strikes, except for this time, as Parachi misses high to Nick Roselli. And batters are swinging. Defenders are making plays. 1-0 pitch, big cut and a miss. Well, we played the morning game on Wednesday, and it was nasty out there. Super hot. Not pleasant at all. It's about the same today, if not worse. 1-1 pitch from Parachi, and it's popped foul by Roselli. They have a reliever in the bullpen for the Marauders getting loose. Parachi on this rehab assignment. Pitched 4 1/3 innings in two different games for the FCL Pirates. He's into his third inning here. Roselli used his time. Parachi didn't flinch, peering over his mitt the whole way through the timeout. Now delivers a slow 1-2. And it's too high. So Parachi, when he's gotten to two strikes a couple of times, has gone super slow-mo with the delivery, and then you had Ellisalt do a quick pitch with two strikes to Richard Mears last inning. To each his own. 2-2 pitch from Parachi. Curveball rolled over to first base by Roselli. Parachi's going to cover the bag. Roselli signals safe, but he's called out. Fielding the throw from Florentino. Boy, Roselli, that was a very routine play. He almost turned it into a hit. Hustled as hard as he could. 3-1 ground out. So Samoan Juan will come up. Tough week for Juan in what otherwise has been a really good week on the whole for the Mets offense and really every player. 0-for-5 with three strikeouts last night, but his ground ball in the 10th did move Perozzo as he fouls this one away off the facade of the overhanging roof, protecting the fans from the sun. First base side, strike one. It's 1-for-13 on the week. 0-1 from Parachi, and swung through and missed the fastball for strike two. And Parachi going at regular pace on the 0-2 pitch, gets a strikeout, three-pitch strikeout of Juan. Just challenge him with the fastball and beat him, 92 miles per hour. Two up, two down, the third straight inning, Mets against Parachi. Come to the nine hitter in the lineup. Let's see if Fondas can get a hit. That's only base runner, though, so far. A two-out walk for Perozzo. Fondas rounds one to first base. That will turn foul just in front of the bag. Strike one. Fondas' claim to fame in this series was his go-ahead three-run homer in the top of the seventh inning on Thursday. Mets were down 2-0, and with one swing, put him in front. led the rest of the way. 0-1 pitch. Fanyas takes it outside. Fanyas, 2 for 11 in the series. Picked a good spot to get his hit in, that's for sure. Fouls this one back. And it's a ball and two strikes. Prachi from the wind. The 1-2 to Fanyas. Struck him out with the slider at the top of the zone. Good pitch. Back-to-back strikeouts for Prachi to finish off the third inning. He is through the Mets order, facing the minimum through three innings with 4 strikeouts, a walk, and a caught stealing. See what Frank Ellisalt has in store for the home third when we come back.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and even a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Kyle Trabolsi, for everything you need to know.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Bottom of the third. No score. Frank Ellisalt 6 up, 6 down. He'll face Braylon Bishop. And Braylon Bishop, I'm sure a frustrating week. 2 times this week he has made the last out of a game. He's either been with the tying run at third base one day and the tying run at first base the other. So he takes this Ellisalt fastball low for ball one. And just a tough week all around for the Marauders. They came in playing well. Fly ball popped into left center field. Ranging over is Fanyas. He'll be the one to make the catch in front of Juan. They were both in the same general area. Ball was in the air for a long time. Breeze was pushing it back towards center, but Fanyas had it the whole way. Yeah, Bradenton came in to the series with a 10-5 record in the second half as this ball is fouled away, and they were right there on the heels of the Lakeland Flying Tigers losing 4 in a row, now 10-9. So 9-5 coming in, then 10-5 after Tuesday's win. Now 10-9 as this pitch is a ball. Oh, correction, a strike call to Ian Farrow. Pinch hit in the ninth yesterday, did Farrow, and got a single, but Gomez stranded him. Chris got the win to improve his record to 7-0. 0-2 pitch, Ellisalt's fastball called, third strike at the top of the zone. Farrow will have a seat. Third strikeout for Ellisalt, 8 up, 8 down. That fastball right there at the top at 95 miles per hour. Andrew Patrick at the plate. To his second start of the series. Patrick 1-for-3 in his lone game this week. Ellisalt's first pitch is fouled back. Bradenton, though, at 10-9, while they're 4.5 back of Lakeland, that's the team to be behind, because Lakeland, if Lakeland wins the second half, they already won the first half, then the next best team in the second half goes as the wild card. Right now, that's Bradenton. This pitch is a ball inside on appeal. Patrick held up. Well, Tampa's 5.5 out of first, but only one game out of a playoff spot. Fort Myers, 6 out of first, but only a game and a half out of a playoff spot. 1-1 pitch is low. Mets do have second half series at Tampa and at Fort Myers. Tampa first week of August, Fort Myers first week of September, which is the final week of the regular season. So don't get a look. 2-1 pitch, missed low with ball three. Ellisalt trying to retire the lineup in order first time through. Has some work to do here. Falling behind Patrick. Three balls and a strike. Three-one pitch. Strike on the inside corner at 94 miles per hour. It's a full count. Ellisalt set for the payoff pitch. Here it comes. Foul the way. Frozo punches his mitt, thought he might have had a chance to catch that, but ticked off the glove and straight to the backstop. Ellisalt, the 3-2. A ball call and a no challenge by the Mets. It was a ball. Good take by Patrick. He becomes Bradenton's first base runner. So both teams do not get a hit first time through the order against either starter, just a walk. Back to the top in Sanford. Popped out to third in foul territory his first time up. Patrick short lead, not going. First pitch, bunt shown, slider thrown for ball one. Prozo wants the appeal, didn't go according to Derek Gibson. No score, two outs in the third inning. Runner on first base for the Marauders. Runner goes, pitches a fly into left center field. Fanyas on the run, gets to it and makes the grab. Side retired. No runs, no hits, no errors. One stranded by Ellisalt. He's through three hitless, scoreless innings, just like Paracci.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
It's time to gear up for 2025, and we have you covered at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. Fan Shop will be open on game days, and be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now let's get shopping.
Hey, baseball fans.
So that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the field.
Fourth inning. Only took us 37 minutes to reach the fourth inning. Hallelujah on a Sunday, brutally hot day. All-star break on the horizon. Round of applause to both pitchers so far, Paracci and Ellisalt, for dominating. Paracci's out of there, though. On the rehab assignment, he goes three shutout hitless innings. The walk and four strikeouts face the minimum. New pitcher is Brennan Malone. And he throws the ball outside to Trey Snyder. So Malone last appeared in the series on Wednesday, inning the third scoreless. He's got to be saying, gosh, both days I pitch, got to be the day games? As his fastball's in for a strike on Trey. Well, Snyder, first pitch of the game, launched it to the middle of the warning track in right field. And that's as close as the Mets have gotten to a hit. takes this pitch outside, 2-1. Malone, 24 years old, drafted in the first round back in 2019 by Arizona. Part of a trade brought him over to the Pirates organization as this ball is fouled away. And he pitched his high school ball at IMG Academy, which is about a 10-minute drive from here. Back at home here in Bradenton. 2-2 pitch. Slider inside. Time called. That pitch was in the strike zone. Top left corner. Marauders very conservative with their challenges all week. 3-2 from Malone to Snyder, and Trey hits it into right center field, tailing away from Bishop, and it gets by him. Bad route, and Snyder's going to hustle into second base with the double. That ball had some movement on it as Trey hits a double, Mets' first hit of the ball game. It started right at Bishop and then took a right turn, and Bishop ran towards it, thought he was going to run to it, right into it, but nope, got by him and down. Be backed up by Patrick. So that's the first hit of the ball game. Comes from the leadoff hitter in the fourth inning. Well, look, we appreciate the pace of play, right? Going super fast. Somebody's got to score, though. Maybe it'll be the Mets here. They have scored first in 3 of the 5 games so far. Henriquez at the plate. Another RBI opportunity for him. First pitch, he'll take a Malone fastball high. Snyder, that was his first extra base hit of the series. Henriquez leads all Mets with 7 driven in this week. Swings over the top of a fastball, 1-1. Double by Snyder was his 11th of the year. Runner on second, nobody out in the fourth. Malone set for the 1-1. Curveball missed away. Ball 2. It's a good take by Henriquez. If you're having a week like Henriquez's, you show good patience on pitches like that. 2-1. Henriquez drives this into left field towards Farrow. Backing up, will make the catch. Snyder's going to give it a go. Here's the throw. It's cut off, and no throw by De Los Santos, the cutoff man. Snyder using his speed to tag the third on the fly out to left. And that's important with it being one out in the inning. Saw some good base running from the Mets late in yesterday's game, and that's a good base running move right there by Trey. Infield is in now for the Marauders with Will Hoyt at the plate and Snyder at third base. One out, no score, fourth inning. Malone's first pitch, and Will Hoyt drives this out of play right side. Heading towards the concourse area. Will Hoyt grounded out in his first at-bat. Breaking ball too high. Will Hoyt this week, only one RBI. Leads the team. Check swing, and he fouled it off right at home plate. And leads the team with 45 driven in. He's had some opportunities this week. Hasn't quite worked out for him. Ball in 2 strikes. Malone delivers the pitch, and Will Hoyt strikes out swinging on a pitch in the dirt. Just one of those weeks for Will Hoyt. He's been set up quite a few times to drive in a run. Unable to come through there. And that'll leave it to Cuevas. That's endangering of wasting Snyder's leadoff double in a game that the way it's unfolding figures to be nip and tuck and low scoring. Cuevas takes the ball inside, nearly gets hit. We've had some low-scoring games early and middle this week, and then at the end, the offense seems to come alive those last three innings. Maybe we're going to do the same again today. Foul the way, back to the screen, one and one. But even yesterday, you go back to the Mets' win 6-5. Second and third, one out in the first inning, didn't score. If they had scored there, it's a good thing they won the game. Don't really look back as much on the missed opportunities. A 1-1 pitch, down low, good take on the slider. Cuevas struck out on a pitch clock violation in his first at-bat. This one going better. Two-one, outside for ball three. The changeup, it looked like. Curveball that didn't really curve. Malone, the 3-1. Cuevas hits it high into left field, but Farrow is running towards it and will circle around and make the catch. Cuevas is out. Snyder leads off with a double. The Mets then go 0-3 after that with a runner in scoring position, and they cannot break through. We'll head to the home fourth, still scoreless here at Lee-Com Park.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Help the Mets give back to our local community groups with this year's special jersey nights. Every Saturday home game, the Mets will wear custom jerseys, all supporting local nonprofit organizations. Bid on these exclusive one-of-a-kind Mets jerseys on stlucymets.com/auctions. 100% of the proceeds will go to each night's nonprofit. For questions or for more information, email auction@stlucymets.com.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now let's get back to the action.
Humming along in the middle of the fourth inning. Unfortunately for the Mets, they do not lead. Had a great chance there. Runner on second, no out. Runner on third, one out. Couldn't get the hit, or couldn't get a gift of a wild pitch or something of the sort. Ellis Salt facing Florentino. First pitch goes outside with the curveball. Ball one. Ellis Salt. Three hitless, scoreless innings, facing one past the minimum. Struck out Florentino looking in the first on a knee-high strike. Goes low with the slider here. Two balls, no strikes. So second time through the order, perhaps. El Salt trying to mix it up a bit. 2-0. Fouled away. Looking in the Mets bullpen, I don't see anybody loosening yet. Usually guys who start a series on Tuesday and then pitch again on Sunday, they're outing not as long. But this one could be about the same, if not more. Fastball low, 93, three balls into strike. Well, somebody is out there windmilling their arms around. 3-1 pitch, a half swing and a miss by Florentino on a pitch in the dirt. Gregory Lewis would appear in the bullpen. Not throwing. Didn't even see a glove on. 3-2 coming to Florentino, and he pokes one out of play left side. Fines gives it a look, but that's out towards the boardwalk. Big, beautiful boardwalk here at Lecom Park. They put in, oh gosh, has to be over a decade ago now. 3-2 pitch, and it's fouled back. So they have the whole wraparound boardwalk. They have some tabletop seating, some umbrella seats. They have the Kona bar out in right center. There are people there. And they have bleachers in left field past the boardwalk. 3-2 pitch, a strike right down the middle. Ellisalt gets Florentino looking for the second time today. It's his fourth strikeout. And there's actually some people in those metal bleachers. They had they have the shade structures. That's a must. A couple of folks stretched out in the last couple of rows up there. A lot of different angles to watch a ball game here. Breaking pitch for a strike. And Lecom Park's been around. It's 1923. Swinging a foul tip from Derek Hall. Built in 1923, it's the oldest stadium still in use for spring training. And it's the second oldest stadium in minor league baseball, only behind Jackie Robinson Ballpark. 1914 for Jackie Robinson Ballpark. But since this is a spring training home of the Pirates, it's more outfitted than Jackie Robinson Ballpark. That's a true minor league feel there. And a lot of bells and whistles at this place. Technology and for the fans. 0-2 pitch to Hall. Slider called the ball, challenged by Perozzo. This is our game's first challenge. The Mets catcher thought that was a strike. And we look up at the video board and await the result, and it is a ball. How much did it miss by? 1.7 inches. That's quite a big margin in ABS life. Mets have not had a good week challenging. The umpire crew of Saxon and Gibson have been good from their end. 1-2 on Hall. Outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Missed with the fastball at 95. Two pitch. Popped up by Hall into center field. Juan racing in. Not sure he sees it. Snyder going back, and Snyder makes the catch, tumbling down. Trey, long range from shortstop, bails out Juan, who I don't think was going to get there. He was about 20, 30 feet deep in center field. Made the catch, leaning back, and then fell to the turf. Gets up and shows everybody he caught it. Making a play for his pitcher. Trey's had a really nice day at short. A couple of routine ground balls, no issues. That nice catch. Above and beyond, right there. Two up, two down for De Los Santos, and he'll take a slider away. I remember the first time I came to this ballpark, 2012. And they had not done the renovations yet. It ended at the end of the stands on the first and third base side. There's nothing in the outfield. Very blasé and bland. Pitches swung on and missed, but they built that beautiful boardwalk. They've added a tremendous clubhouse for the home team. Last year, they finished the renovation for the visiting team clubhouse. It might be the best in the league right now. 1-1 pitch. A fly ball into center. It looks like Juan sees this. Henriquez there as well. They both called for it, and it's Henriquez making the catch. De Los Santos is out. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Frank Ellisalt. That's the third one of those through 4 innings. The only batter to reach has been on a walk. 5th inning coming right up from Lecom Park. Still scoreless.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025.
For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam, head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on stlucymets.com. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice-cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Brennan Malone pitched around a leadoff double in the fourth. Now he will pitch the fifth. Villavicencio, Prozo, and Roselli to bat. We played four innings and 52 minutes on this Sunday getaway game. Now last year, oh boy. Last year we were here on a Sunday getaway game, and it was, oh, a bunt. But Villavicencio, but back to the pitcher Malone, who throws a rocket to first in time. And too close to the mound. I understand what Villavicencio was trying to do in a game like this. Lay down the surprise bunt, but that one just off to the left side of the mound. Too easy there for the pitcher Malone. A 1-3 comebacker. Now Perozzo, one of two Mets base runners. He drew a walk with two outs, and the second was promptly caught stealing. Ah, yes, last year. Let's revisit last year. Because last year was so fun, wasn't it? I can assure you this year's a lot a lot better. But and we came here to Bradenton last year, lost all six games. As Perozzo takes one outside, it's a 2-0 count. They were entertaining, I'll say that. I mean, Bradenton won three walk-offs. And then a fourth game, the Mets had the tying run on third, one out, and the ninth couldn't score to tie it. Perozzo fouls away this pitch, it's 2-1. This year's the reverse. This year the Mets, Bradenton's had the winning run at the plate, or on base, the last three games in the ninth, or tenth. And the Mets have defeated them every time. Well, the reversal. But last year the Mets lost all six here. The Sunday game. The Sunday game. Gosh. Here's a 2-1 pitch coming to Perozzo first. Got to catch my breath on this one. Perozzo checks his swing. Didn't go. 3-1. Mets lost the Sunday getaway game 12-11 in 10 innings. And took 3 hours and 22 minutes. Fun game, but man, I think I left in a pool of sweat. Perozzo rockets this ball into right field for a base hit. All right, so in a game where there's really not much offense at all, you got a player who's been on twice. He's having a good week over here. Mets last year on the Sunday had a 5-0 lead in the middle of the second. By the end of the third, they were down 7-5. They ended up taking a lead in the sixth inning, 8-5. They gave up three runs in the bottom of the sixth. As this pitch is grounded by Roselli right through the ground, dirt, and into right field. Right through the dirt into right. So it's a slow rolling single for Roselli. And how about this? The Mets back-to-back hits with one out in the fifth. They only had one in the first four innings. The Mets led 8-7 after middle of the sixth last year, then gave up three runs, down by two, then scored two in the eighth to tie it. Got their free runner in the tenth, but Bradenton scored two in the bottom half. So that's how last year's Sunday finale went. A wild game. Probably the wildest game of the season. This pitch comes inside, and somehow Simone Juan did not get hit by it. It might have breezed him. Juan's had a rough week. It's already a three-pitch strikeout today. Let's see if he can get something going here. Ground ball to third. Severino goes to Sanford at second for the force out there. And that's it. That's all they get. Now Perozzo down to third base. Roselli forced out at second. in the fielder's choice. 5-4. Juan will be the runner at first base. That's the second out. And Fines will come up. Yeah, a hard-hit ground ball, but it had Severino at third base backing up. So that cost them any chance of trying to turn two. They're at the corners for the Mets. Fanyas at the plate, struck out looking in the third. No score here in the fifth inning. Swing and a miss on a curveball. The Mets quietly now 0 for 4, runners in scoring position today. Knocking on the door, but it remains shut. Oh, one pitch. Pulled down the right field line, but hooking foul. Well, that was it. Fanyas couldn't straighten it out. And he's behind nothing in two. Did that 0 for 4 runners in scoring position stat. That's all in the last two innings now. Trying to scratch across the game's first run. Timeout requested by Fanyas. Fanyas back in the box. Malone coming set for his 0-2 pitch. Comes inside. Good snag by Ramirez. Really had to reach to catch that ball. Fastball at 95. Throwing one to the backstop. That would work. One-two pitch. Fanyas takes it down and in. Another good stop by Ramirez. This time a slider. Two balls, two strikes. Malone coming set. The pitch. Fanyas fouls it away. Hits off the roof of Lee Comp Park and rolls back onto the net above home plate. There's five baseballs just sitting on that net. They don't make it all the way back over the net onto the field. Two and two. The pitch. Fanyas swings and misses. He strikes out. Juan was trying to steal on the pitch. Fanyas fans for the second time. The Mets quietly now 0 for 5 the last two innings. Runners in scoring position. They've been held off the board, as have the Marauders at the halfway point here of this Sunday finale.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stlucymets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucymets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
It is the bottom of the fifth in Bradenton, scoreless game. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Mets. It's Ernesto Mercedes. So Frank Ellisalt, what a job. Frank did not give up a hit in his four innings, just one walk, four strikeouts, faced just one pass, the minimum. 57 pitches, 35 strikes, so much better than his first game. Figured it would be. The rat race on Tuesday of heading over to the ballpark from across the state. Plus seeing a team you'd never seen before. Now I got to sit for a week, watch the hitters, their patterns. And, he was great. From his start to his finish. First pitch, Severino fouls away a fastball, and then in second pitch he does the same. It's nothing in two. Mercedes pitched on Tuesday as well. He pitched two innings, giving up a couple of hits and a couple of runs, both on a home run by, I believe it was Ian Farrow. 41 pitches, 24 strikes. He walked three. As this 0-2 pitch is grounded towards third. Nice stop by Vivasencio. Strong throw to first in time. Nice play by Kevin reaching to his left. So smooth out there, the hot corner. Thought that one might have been into left field. Not Mercedes, he threw hard on Tuesday. He was sitting 96. That's good to see. Richard Ramirez 0-for-1 with the ground out is at the plate. Swing and a miss on a slider. The other guys to pitch on Tuesday, Starlin Escalante, not effective, gave up 5 runs in 2/3 of an inning. De Leon pitched a scoreless 8th. As this ball misses low. The Mets have some pitching left in the tank, I think, today. 1-1. A ground ball up the middle. Mercedes can't stop it, and it gets by the sliding Roselli. A single for Richard Ramirez. Clean into center field. First hit of the day for the Marauders comes with 1 out in the 5th. That'll be no no-hitter. Well, other than Alvarez and De Leon, they're certainly candidates to pitch again today since they haven't pitched since Tuesday. But looking at Alfred Vega, only threw 10 pitches on Thursday. Perhaps Wilson Lopez. There's options there. Bunt shown and missed by Braylon Bishop. It's a swinging strike. He didn't get it back in time. One on, one out. Bottom of the 5th, no score. Bishop 0-for-1 at the fly out to left. Outside with a ball. One and one. And time called. Not that quick. A 1-1 pitch. Bunt shown again. Pitch is taken for a ball. 2-1. Pitch is fouled back. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Another ball that hits off the roof of Lecom Park, rolls back down on the netting, connecting the roof to the home plate net, and it sits right there. We got a collection of 6 baseballs now. Mercedes, the 2-2 pitch, struck him out on a half swing, gets away, going up to second safely is Ramirez. We will have a strikeout wild pitch, but Bishop gave himself up at the plate. So 2 down, and for the first time today, the Marauders have a runner in scoring position. And Vincent Proso is going to head out to the mound to talk about it as Ian Farrow, who hit the 2-run homer off Mercedes on Tuesday, is due to hit. This is going to be, what, the first mound visit of the day, I think, for either team. Haven't seen a pitching coach yet. No need for a manager to come out and make a pitching change. The starters really dominated, didn't they? Ellisalt and Parachi didn't give up a hit. The Mets have had their opportunities against Malone, but haven't come through. And now the Marauders are going to get a chance against Mercedes. So it's definitely going to be a situation of what bullpen blinks first. Amparo struck out looking against Ellis Salt in the third. Steps into the right-handed batter's box. Mercedes coming set, holding the glove to his chest. First pitch. Slider, called the strike. Right at the knees. This is where the Marauders thrived yesterday. Two out RBI situations. Slider inside. Those four different innings with the two out RBI hit. Mercedes looks back to second. The 1-1 home. Slider called the strike. Top of the zone this time. Now three straight sliders to Farrow. He's kept the bat on his shoulders for all three. Mercedes set. A look back to second. The 1-2 home. Slider struck him out. Farrow right over the top. Ernesto Mercedes back-to-back strikeouts after the one-out single. Good debut inning for him. He strands Ramirez at second base. We've played five scoreless innings on this Sunday getaway game at Lee Com Park. Come back with us for the sixth.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
Jose Garces is the new pitcher for Bradenton in the sixth inning. The second time this week, the Mets and Marauders have played a game into the sixth inning scoreless. The Mets ended up winning that game 5-3, so stay tuned to see if there's some offensive fireworks back after this game. Trey Snyder takes a called strike from Garces. Trey, a leadoff double in the fourth, but the Mets stranded him. This game remains without a run. Garces the 0-1, too high. Correction, high strike. Well, Garces, he did pitch in that game. We've had a challenge by Trey Snyder. He didn't like the call, and he was wrong, and the Mets are out of challenges. That's the third time this week the Mets, the third straight game, the Mets have gone 0-2 with the challenges. Somebody might want to get their car worked on. Here are a lot of cars here in Bradenton. We're right up against the street. Pitch is in the dirt. It's 1-2. Garces pitched in that 5-3 Mets win. That was scoreless after 5. And he pitched poorly. Did not get an out. Walked two, gave up a hit and two runs. Snyder lines this pitch into left field out of the reach of Severino, third baseman. Trey Snyder has a multi-hit game. See if the Mets can find a way to bring him around this time. So Trey Snyder has led off an inning three times against three different pitchers. Remember, he led off the game against Parachi, flew out to the track and right. And he led off the fourth against Malone, doubled. And he leads off the sixth against Garces in singles. Henriquez pops up the first pitch he sees into center field. Bishop coming on, and he makes the catch. And Henriquez, been a big week, is having a quiet 0-for-3 Sunday. And he's going to need a really good game, I think, to snatch that FSL Player of the Week award. Maybe a couple of extra base hits, including a double. I know the people that make those decisions love those extra base hits. He's only got a couple this week. Here's Will Hoyt, 0-for-2. Pickoff play, Snyder's safe. It's hard to make of the week that Trace Woolhoit has had, because he came in hitting 350 in the series, but seven singles, a four-hit game. Across two games, he had five consecutive singles. But before and after, it's been tough as he grounds one foul. And he got off to a slow start, then supercharged there in the middle of the series, but has quieted down here at the end. Still always one swing away from producing big-time damage. Takes the fastball high at 93. Ball and a strike. One out, one on. No score in the sixth inning. The wind is kicked up, breezing out to right field. Will Hoyt takes a fastball for a strike from Garces at 92. It remains very hot and partly cloudy. There's supposed to be some inland storms as the day progresses. Hopefully we'll be long gone. Might actually be driving through it on the way home. 1-2 pitch, and Will Hoyt saws one off foul to stay alive. Other than it being very hot, we have enjoyed a good weather week here as far as the wet stuff is concerned. No rain delays. Pickoff throw. As a matter of fact, even over in Bradenton, I know they had that short rain delay on Sunday, or rather in Daytona, but in this long stretch away from Clover Park since the July 3rd rain fiasco at Clover, been good weather. Will Hoyt fouls away another. Stays alive. Yesterday, a pop-up storm around 9, between 9 and 10 a.m. doused this field, and it was questionable if we were going to start on time. So they needed to tend to the field, but we did. Played through it. Will Hoyt takes the breaking ball high. That infield dirt dried just enough by game time. Get us going on time. Two balls and two strikes on Will Hoyt. Garces the pitch. Will Hoyt takes strike three right down the middle. After battling back, I'm surprised that that was the pitch that rung him up. And yeah, it was center cut. All those fouls on pitches in the zone, and then one right middle. Down looking. Once again, Snyder gets on, and Mets batters that follow, not doing much. He's still at first base. Hasn't tried to steal yet. Pickoff throw, he's safe. Garces has checked on him a couple of times, but no indication of running. Cuevas up, he's 0-for-2 with the strikeout looking and a flyout. First pitch. Ball low, fastball at 94 miles per hour. No score, two outs, a runner on first in the top of the sixth. The Marauders do have another pitcher warming up in the bullpen. One oh taken for a strike. Cuevas did not like that. It was in the zone by plenty. A 1-1, Cuevas takes it too high. Cutter at 88, Two balls and a strike. Snyder inching his way off first base. Bigger lead now. Not going. Cuevas swings over the top of a cutter. Two balls and two strikes. Garces looking much better in this outing than he did on Thursday. Timeout called late by Cuevas ahead of this 2-2 pitch. Just now stepping back in the box. Garces set the 2-2 pitch, and Cuevas swings through a fastball and strikes out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Garces here in the sixth. Had no issues pitching around Snyder's leadoff single. Mets have stranded four base runners over the last three innings. They've been blanked by three different pitchers through six. Ernesto Mercedes back to work when we return in a scoreless ballgame.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile, and we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
Now let's get back to the field.
Andrew Patrick leading off the home sixth inning. Swing and a miss from Fitzpatrick as Mercedes gets back out there. Mercedes, 15-pitch fifth inning, stranded a runner at second base, struck out two. Patrick today, one of two Marauder base runners through the first five innings. He drew a walk with two outs in the third. That went nowhere. He was the only one to reach against Ellisalt. Came on a close 3-2 pitch. Slider too high for Mercedes. Ball and a strike. Mercedes 1-1. Swung through and missed. Fastball 93. 1-2 on Patrick. Another reliever warming up in the Marauders bullpen. You can hear the pop of the glove all the way from here. 1-2 pitch, struck him out on a changeup. There it is, the devastating changeup for Mercedes. Just picked up his third strikeout in a row. He sends Patrick to the bench. Mets pitchers today, Ellisalt and Mercedes now combining for 7 Ks and just one hit. Domination on the mound. And the series, of course, has been highlighted by the offense by the Mets. But the pitching has been good as well. The defense has been good. Now, this is a full series for the Mets right now. Pop up on the left side, foul territory. Vivasencio, two hands, makes the catch. One pitch retires Wyatt Sanford. So up, two down in the home sixth. think about the Mets defense. 110 errors this year. Second most in the FSL. Only four this series, and two were yesterday on Chirinos on errant pickoff throws against the same base runner. So, you wipe those out. It's really only two errors as this pitch is a ball. They've very good pitching, catching. Haven't seen a lot of pass balls or wild pitches this week. Defense has done its part on the catches and the throws. One of the better weeks the Mets have had all season. Pitch is too high on Florentino. He's struck out looking twice. He's in a 2-0 count now. Now Perozzo still holding that. It was in the zone, but the Mets did a bad job with their challenges. Somebody just asked if that was out, like outside, because it was top of the zone. This ball out 3-0. That's about the only thing that's really gone wrong for the Mets this week. Their challenges, they've probably the worst of the season this week. Maybe their best overall series and their worst challenging week. 3-0 to Florentino, and he will take ball four. It's a four-pitch walk. Let's see if that goes anywhere. Derek Hall continuing this very sluggish rehab assignment. You know, when you get rehabbers, especially the position player side, really pitchers too, you just don't know. Guys are not in midseason form. He's 1-for-12 this week. Been more of a detriment to the Bradenton offense than a help. He struck out and popped out today. Late on a fastball here at 94. That takes these rehabbers time to get their timing down, their mechanics right, and they're throwing into live action against players who have, if they're in midseason form. It's tough. Fastball low, 95, a ball and a strike. We're scoreless with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Bradenton has a runner on first. Mercedes set for the 1-1 to Hall, and it's too high. So that's, six out of the last seven have missed. This can happen to Mercedes. He's never been, at least with the St. Lucie Mets, a prolific strike thrower. He's got good stuff, but the command has been behind at times. 2-1 to Hall. Florentino's trying to steal the throw. One hops away. And the tag too late by Snyder. And the pitch was also a ball. So Mercedes has thrown 7 out of 8 out of the zone. A two-out walk and a stolen base. Now, second inning in a row. Mercedes deals with a runner in scoring position. He's fallen behind 3-1 on Hall. And the pitch is popped up foul overhead. That one heading to the parking lot. Full count. Strikeout and a flyout to start this inning. But now Mercedes trying to hang on. 3-2 pitch. Call the ball outside. Mets thought that might have been a strike. It was. It was a strike, but they have no challenges left. So the call is the call. Instead of the inning being over and back in the dugout to the seventh, we're going to have a mound visit and traffic on the bases, and Luis Alvarado is not happy, and he's talking to the umpire as he makes his way out to the mound. Well, a couple of things here. One, save your challenges. Be better challenging, and that's not an issue. Two, you have to consistently throw strikes to get those calls. You start giving the umpire 7 out of 8 in a row calling balls, and those ones that are close, a little tougher to be called strikes. So back-to-back walks, this is where Mercedes gets into trouble here, and he'll face Yordani De Los Santos. Mets had some trouble yesterday on the mound with some critical walks and it matters that came back to burn them. Trying Try not to repeat that here this afternoon. Looking in the Mets bullpen, and Gregory Lewis, who was up a couple innings ago, just stretching, is now throwing. Nordani De Los Santos at the plate, 0-for-2, a couple of flyouts. Mercedes' first pitch is socked into center field. Juan running back, and he's got it. One pitch after the mound visit. And it's a rocket line out from Yordani De Los Santos to straightaway center. And Mercedes and the Mets can exhale after the pair of two-out walks. Six innings in the books this afternoon. The Mets and the Marauders still do not have a run between them.
Your best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino, is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at GoToWorkHappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds, but it could cost you far more. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident. Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
David Matoma from Uganda is on the mound in the seventh, the fourth pitcher of the afternoon for the Marauders. He'll deal with Kevin Villavicencio out of the chute. Scoreless through six innings, first time this week. First pitch to Villavicencio, he takes the ball inside. Seventh inning has been a good inning for the Mets. They scored three yesterday in the seventh to erase a deficit. They scored one on Thursday in the seventh. They scored three on Friday yesterday. On Friday they scored one, and on Thursday three. That's what, seven runs in the seventh inning prior three games, as this pitch is up and away from Matoma at 98 miles per hour. He's falling behind 2-0. Pitch is dribbled foul by Villa, who lined out in the second after it was in a 3-0 count. And he tried to bunt his way on in the fifth, but hit it too close to the mound. Two balls and a strike. Matoma's pitch, grounded to third, but that'll turn foul. It's scooped by Lou Rivera, Mets manager, third base coach. Oh, he couldn't complete it, though. He couldn't complete the throw. Tried to throw it in the dugout opening and missed. 1-for-2. Two balls and two strikes on Villavicencio. Matoma nearly hits him with the fastball at 98. Somehow got out of the way. Matoma pitched earlier in this series Wednesday afternoon, giving up four hits and a run in two innings. Part of that game where the Mets got 22 hits. 3-2 pitch, and Villavicencio will lob one foul out to where the concourse. Stay alive. Garces pitched much better today. Scoreless sixth inning with a hit, two strikeouts. 3-2 pitch from Matoma. And he missed outside with ball four. Close pitch. Called the ball, and it was indeed off the plate. No challenge from the Bradenton side. So the go-ahead run on first base. Has not been much offense today, obviously, with the scoreless game. But in the last couple innings, teams have been given some chances. Not great chances, but chances. And this pitch is a ball to Perozzo. The best chance for the Mets was Snyder's leadoff double in the fourth. Left him at third base. He got there with one out. Perozzo takes a strike call. It's one and one. Perozzo probably having the best day of any hitter in this game. Maybe outside of Snyder. He's walked and singled. Trey, 2 for 3 with the one out he made, probably the best hit ball. Matoma's 1-1. Perozzo will take a strike on the corner. Back to the scoring opportunities for the two teams. Mets 0 for 5. Runners in scoring position. Bradenton now 0 for 2. Both teams have stranded four base runners. Starters both pitched hitless baseball. Ellisalt 4 innings. And Paracci 3 for Bradenton. It's going to come down to which bullpen blinks first. A 1-2 to Perozzo, and he drives this ball foul out to the left, heading perhaps towards the street. Nope, that made it to the stands. I wonder how many times over the years a foul ball has hit a moving car. I believe it's 9th Street right next to us. Matoma, the 1-2 again, and Perozzo grounds it foul the other way. Hanging in there. Played the first 6 innings in an hour and 20 minutes. Fast-moving ball game, but last few games, this is where the offenses have taken their turn. The last 3. Perozzo, hard ground ball to the second base, and Sanford sliding stop, throws to second for one. The turn to first in time by De Los Santos. What a great double play turn on the Marauders side. 4-6-3. As Sanford had to slide to stop that from going to the outfield. Rocket to second base, and a good throw by De Los Santos to get Perozzo. 4-6-3, twin killing. That's the defensive play of the game. And maybe the week for the Marauders. Off the bat, that looked like potential hit. Go from potential hit to 2 outs. First double play recorded in the ball game. Brings up Nick Roselli with the bases clear. First pitch, a ball low. No score, 2 outs, bases empty, top 7. Roselli waits on the 1-0 and takes the fastball low. 2 balls, no strikes. Nick today a 3-1 ground out and a single. 1 for 2. Two oh pitch, breaking ball, missed up. 3-0. How critical does that double play look right now? Pitcher's best friend. You get some leeway. And you get a double play. Walked him on 4 straight. So walk, double play, walk. What a strange inning for Matoma on the mound. But when you're a pitcher, and it's one good pitch, sometimes that's all it takes to give you a boost. Let's see if Juan can get something going here. He's had the penchant for the dramatic and unexpected moments this year on the road. A couple of proved to be go-ahead home runs in close games. Once against Daytona, once against Palm Beach. Time called by Ramirez, the catcher. Well, he's 1 for 15 this week with the single, so he's way past due. Fouls the first pitch straight back, fastball at 95. And they have not been afraid to come right at him. And the fastballs challenging him. Matoma, the 0-1. Time called, not accepted. And fortunately for Juan, the pitch was low for a ball and then challenged by Ramirez. This will be the first Bradenton challenge of the game. Juan asked for time. He asked very late, and it was not granted. And the pitch is a strike, overturned. I don't think that makes the Mets dugout very happy. Juan requesting time, stepping out, not granted, called the ball, challenged by Bradenton for a strike. And the count's nothing and two. I shouldn't call a timeout now if he just had one at the challenge. Matoma, the 0-2 pitch, and Juan fouls it away to stay alive. The slider. Looking in the Mets bullpen beyond the left field wall, I see no movement. It does appear that Mercedes will come back for the bottom of the seventh whenever we get there. O-2 pitch again, and Juan will roll it foul again. No score in this game. Mets out hitting Bradenton 4-1. Trey Snyder, the lone extra base hit. No errors in the game. Matoma set for another 0-2 pitch. And Juan drives this ball into right field. Going back is Patrick. He looks up. It's over his head. It's off the top of the wall and gone! Bye-bye baseball. Simone Juan out of the blue. Hits a go-ahead home run in the seventh inning. 2-0. Mentioned it moments ago. He has hit some dramatic go-ahead home runs on the road this season. Add that to the list. On an 0-2 count. It was trouble right away. Did not know if it would clear the wall, but it did. Wow. 1-for-15 on the week. Coming into that at bat. He's getting a lot of love down there from his teammates in the dugout. Now Willie Fanyas pops one into left field. Long run for Farrow. Still going. Loses his cap. And he makes a great knee-high basket catch. That was a fair ball, too. Great play by Farrow. But how about Simone Juan? Two out. Home run on an 0-2 count. And the Mets strike first. They have a 2-0 lead at the seventh inning stretch.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, you choose to see a doctor or the number one orthopedic specialists in the world, backed by a team who custom tailor your treatment. Do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better. Move better. HSS.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2025 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to leave you smiling. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on Saturday night is fun for all.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now let's get back to the action.
Simone Juan, the man of the hour, giving the Mets a 2-0 lead on the two-out, two-strike, two-run homer. His sixth of the season. Came on a fastball at 98 miles per hour. Hit it 100.7 off the bat, 26-degree launch angle, 353 feet. Just above the yellow line onto the netting above Bradenton's bullpen. So Mercedes now pitching with the lead. And he throws a ball high to Johnny Severino. The Mets' fifth home run of the week. They were being out-homered 6-0, or no, 3-0 on into the ninth inning on Tuesday. Bradenton has popped 3 solo home runs since Tuesday. None in the last now 2-plus games. Mets playing the long ball game of their own. 1-1 to Severino. And he flies it into center field. Juan on the run. Going back is Roselli twisting around, and it's Henriquez coming out of nowhere to make the catch. Was up there long enough in the sky to get there for Yonatan. Still a ways to go in this game. And again, the Marauders, they've put the pressure on the Mets pitching late. The Mets pitching has succeeded in the end over the last 3 games, all tight to the finish. Richard Ramirez, 1-4-2, takes the ball up and in. A good sports day on this Sunday, right? We have Wimbledon going on. Yannick Sinner coming back in the third set, swing and a miss, and he's up 2-1 on Alcaraz. Rory McIlroy dueling with Chris Goddard, the Scottish Open across the pond. And tonight you'll have MLB draft, swing and a miss on a fastball at 94. Last full day of the baseball slate, everybody in action. MLB this afternoon before the All-Star break descends upon Atlanta. But draft tonight, rounds 1-3. See who the Mets draft and if potential helpers for the St. Lucie Mets cause in the second half and the playoffs. 1-2 to Ramirez. Fly ball towards Henriquez. Trailing back and makes the catch. Two up, two down, both flyouts to right. Mercedes hoping to have a lockdown inning after he was given the lead by his teammate Simone Juan. He got the first two out in the sixth, then had to hold on after consecutive walks. Let's see if he can retire Bishop. Actually, Mercedes will not be given the chance. Louis Rivera is out to take the ball. Oh, he's going to go to the bullpen. Well, that'll do it for Ernesto Mercedes. 2 2/3, 1 hit, no runs, couple of walks and 3 strikeouts. He's the Mets pitcher of record. Gregory Lewis coming in for the lefty-lefty matchup.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and even a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Kyle Trabolsi, for everything you need to know.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Second appearance of the week for Gregory Lewis. And a rough one early in the series. Now he gets Braylon Bishop, a lefty, and he nearly hits him with the first pitch. Ball one. 2-0 Mets. Two outs, nobody on in the home seventh. Next pitch is fouled back, fastball at 94. Lewis pitched in the 5-3 Mets comeback win on Thursday. He was into the game in the sixth inning, and he gave up a couple of solo home runs. So the Mets fell behind 2-0. They came back and won. This pitch apparently missed outside, and the Mets are griping again. That looked like a pretty good pitch. It was over half a ball in the strike zone. Two-one pitch. That one's called the strike, and Braylon Bishop shoots a look back at the umpire. Was that a strike? Nope. All right, so all's equal. Nick Saxton's missed the last two pitches, one each way. So it's what it should be, 2-2. Lewis the pitch, struck in. Oh, nope, it got a piece, and that one also got a piece of Perozzo. I think it caught him maybe in the leg. Those two home runs allowed by Lewis, the last two home runs hit by Bradenton in the series. Solo shots not doing enough damage to cost the Mets a game. 2-2 pitch, outside with the fastball, 95. Lewis, since returning to action this season, has not been very crisp in the FCL or here in St. Lucie. And he find a way to get through this inning. Fastball. Missed. Perozzo framing it. It's ball four. Was that a strike? Yep. That was over a full ball in the strike zone. We have some bad misses here by Nick Saxton. A couple in a row. The last couple in the last two innings have cost the Mets an out to end the inning. Wow. So Bishop draws the walks, so much for the lefty-lefty matchup working out for the Mets' favor. It's going to bring Ian Farrow up. He has struck out twice. First pitch, a ball high. A 1-0 pitch. Fouled away. Boy, the Mets really wish they had some challenges left. Mercedes might have been able to finish this inning. He didn't have to work harder last inning. Lewis looks over to first. The 1-1. Breaking ball. That's called a strike. Slider right down the middle. Two outs, a runner on first, and a 2-0 Mets lead in the seventh. Lewis set for the 1-2. Runner goes and comes back, and the pitch is inside. Fastball 96, 2-2. Lewis was an absolute hammer for the Mets last year. He was, for a while, probably the best thing the Mets had going. Earned his way up to Brooklyn and pitched well there, too. 2-2 pitches fouled away. So he's almost like Bradenton's Derek Call from the pitcher side. He trying to shake off the rust after not pitching most of this season. Lewis set for another 2-2. The pitch, breaking ball, struck him out. Lewis gets his strikeout in the end. Farrow strikes out for the third time today. Runner stranded at first base. We head to the eighth. It's 2-0 St. Lucie in this pre-All-Star break getaway game.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
It's time to gear up for 2025, and we have you covered at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. Fan Shop will be open on game days, and be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now let's get shopping.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the field.
Well, it looks like the Marauders are emptying their bullpen ahead of their final game until Friday. New pitcher on the mound looking for a name and a number. Graber Mendez will replace Matoma. Fourth different reliever. Trey Snyder drives a pitch into center field, caught on a leap by Patrick. Well, second time that Patrick's had to get his hustle on to retire Trey on a liner. Trey now 2-for-4. So Matoma walked the first batter he faced in the seventh, got a double play, walked the next batter, and gave up a two-run homer. And even with that brilliant double play, Mets still found their way around the bases on the one dinger. Here's Henriquez, didn't like the first pitch strike call. It was in the strike zone. A one pitch, and Henriquez flies one into right field, but it stays up for Patrick, who puts it away for a quick second out. Two up, two down here in the top of the eighth. Trace Wilhoit, 0-for-3 at the pair of strikeouts, will come up. First pitch, taken 4-1. Breaking ball, and Trace hits it high into left. Camping underneath is Farrow. Makes the catch. Side retired. Easy inning for Mendez out of the bullpen. We are quickly through the top of the eighth inning at Leacom Park. Mets continue to lead this game 2-0.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Help the Mets give back to our local community groups with this year's special jersey nights. Every Saturday home game, the Mets will wear custom jerseys, all supporting local nonprofit organizations. Bid on these exclusive one-of-a-kind Mets jerseys on stlucymets.com/auctions. 100% of the proceeds will go to each night's nonprofit. For questions or for more information, email auction@stlucymets.com.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now let's get back to the action.
In the bottom of the eighth inning, and we have not yet been playing for 2 hours. These teams playing their quickest game of the week. It's been dominated by the pitching and the one Simone Juan swing for the ages. Two out, 0-2 count, home run to right. Maybe with a little help from the wind, too. It's been breezing out to right for a few innings now. Gregory Lewis facing Andrew Patrick. First pitch, slider, strike one. Lewis came in, walked Braylon Bishop on what should have been strike three. Missed by the umpire, meant of no challenges, but inning strike. He did strike out Ian Farrow one batter later. 0-1 pitch, slider, call the ball. Patrick will walk and a strikeout today. Broom, broom. 1-2 slider, 1-1 slider swung through a miss. Now it's 1-2. I looked it up. The last time the Mets won a series here at Lee-Com Park, you have to go back to August of 2018. That's back when it was a three-game series. Much easier to win 2 out of 3 than 4 out of 6 on the road. A 1-2 pitch, and that's fouled back. So kudos to this St. Lucie team for winning 4, and they are 6 outs away from a 5-1 week. Lewis, the 1-2 pitch inside with the fastball at 95, 2-2. Mets on the road on Sundays, 3-3 this year. Ground ball hit to the third baseman, V. Vicencio. Easy play to first for Kevin. What the throws. And Trace Wilhoit barely has to move his glove. Hits him in the chest every time from Villa. And there's the first out of the eighth. Back to the top in Wyatt Sanford, who's quiet 0-for-3 today. First pitch slider, strike one in this lefty-lefty matchup. Florentino on deck, also lefty, so this is where Lewis wants to dominate. 0-1 pitch, nearly hits Sanford. Ball goes to the backstop, 1-1. Other games around the FSL today. Now we're ahead of the pack. Three games started at noon, one at 12:30, and one is not yet underway. 1-1 pitch, a fly into left, slicing foul. That one off the tarp, which has been rolled up all week. Well, Jupiter in Daytona, this dreaded 5 o'clock Sunday game in Daytona. They gave him a break, moved it to 2 o'clock. Well, if I'm Jupiter and it was a 5 o'clock Sunday game with the All-Star break, and I'd be so mad. They moved it to 2. That's good. I think it was always scheduled for 2. A 1-2 pitch, hooked foul. Clearwater's up 7-0 at home against Fort Myers. That looks like a 3-3 series split. Lakeland and Tampa tied at 2 in the bottom of the 6th. Lakeland came in leading that series 3-2. No score between Dunedin and Palm Beach in the 5th. That game started at 12:30. Palm Beach going for the 5-1 series win. Swing and a miss on a slider. Sanford goes down. Second strikeout for Lewis, winning that lefty-lefty matchup. 2-up, 2-down here in the home eighth. Looks like a two-team race right now in the second half between the Mets and Daytona. Mets lead Daytona by 1 game in the second half. And then Jupiter and Palm Beach are both 5 games behind the Mets, 4 behind Daytona. That pitch is up high for a ball. But the league is going to change because of what's going to happen tonight and tomorrow with the draft. As Edward Florentino takes the ball and then pops up the next pitch. Usually around the All-Star break, you know, you see some movement across organizations. It's a good time to move some players around, and you're going to draft guys, and then you got to make room for them. And a lot of those college players in particular are going to move over to the SL at some point. The FCL is season coming to an end next week, as this pitch called the strike on Florentino has been challenged by Florentino. Bradenton 1-for-1 in its challenges today, and that pitch will stay a strike. Caught the top corner. Let's say five eighths of the ball in the strike zone there. So 1-2 count on Florentino. Lewis the pitch in the dirt. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, the FCL season will be done shortly, so those draft picks, if they're going to play in games, well, the single A is the first stop. So league's going to change. 2-2 pitch. That one's fouled back overhead. It'll be fun. Last 30-some-odd games, 20-some-odd games when those draft picks get over. It'll be different feel. 2-2 pitch in the dirt, ball 3. Of course, in 2022, that St. Lucie team, after the great first half, was plodding along basically head above water, 500 baseball. The draft guys got there, and that they definitely helped the team win the championship. Couldn't do it without them. 3-2 pitch, breaking ball right across home plate for strike 3. Florentino is caught looking for the third time today. 2 strikeouts and a 1-2-3 eighth inning for Gregory Lewis. This is the best he's looked all season. We head to the ninth, the final inning of regulation before the All-Star break. Mets holding a 2-run lead.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025. For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam, head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on stlucymets.com. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice-cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Marauders continue to empty out their bullpen. Noah Takis will pitch the ninth, facing Cuevas, Villavicencio, and Perozzo. Mets looking for insurance. They lead 2-0. And will be going for the 5-1 series victory and the shutout in the bottom of the ninth, as this pitch is fouled away by Cuevas. Mets hadn't had a road shutout. Then they got 2 in short order. That series a few weeks back against Jupiter. Cuevas swings and misses at this offering 87 miles per hour, the cutter. Cuevas 0-for-3, a couple of strikeouts today. No 2 pitch, and he swings and misses at the cutter again and strikes out for the third time. Mets offense enjoyed a really good series in the ninth inning on Tuesday through the tenth inning last night. This is the best pitch game for the Mets so far, and it comes at a good time when the offense has scuffled to just 5 hits. The big one, the 2-run homer by Juan, and hoping that's enough. Villavicencio drives one out of play, unless the Mets can find a way to tack on here. Villavicencio 0-for-2 at the walk. Looking in the Mets bullpen, who's down there? Alfred Vega. Be asked to close this one out. Pitch is low. Now Lewis did his part, didn't he? Inning in a third with 3 strikeouts. Striking out back-to-back lefties to finish off the eighth. Ball into strike. Pitches outside. 2-1. attack is the pitch. DeVincenzo lays off. 3 balls and a strike. Mets, when they lead after 8 innings, are undefeated on the road, 19-0. And they have a 9th-inning lead away from Clover Park. Pitch is a strike. It's a full count. Mets 24-16 total record on the road. Starting to get back to even with the amount of home games and road games. And today's the 85th game for St. Lucie, road game number 41. It's a lopsided home schedule to start, but we knew that was going to change in July. 3-2 on DeVincenzo. And he yanks this one right to the third baseman, Severino. The second line drive he's hit today, that's been snagged by an infielder. 2 up, 2 down for Takis. Takis pitched 2 scoreless innings on Thursday night to finish out the game for the Marauders. And that's held on to win 5-3. Perozzo, 1-for-2. A single, walk, and a double play takes the ball low. Go figure, after that double play he hit into, which was a magnificent turn by Sanford and De Los Santos, Mets got a walk and a home run 2 batters later. There's a pitch for a strike, and it's 1-1. Mets lost the first game of the series by 7 runs. They won the next game by 8. This pitch is a ball. They're 3 wins since. A 2-run win, a 3-run win, a 1-run win. And now they're going to have another small lead in the last inning. Perozzo swings and misses. It's 2-2. That is unless they can muster something with 2 outs and nobody on here in the top half of the ninth. Perozzo will use his timeout. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody on. Perozzo back in the box after the time. Takis the pitch, and Perozzo will lay off. Ball 3. Missed away at 88. The payoff pitch, and Perozzo fouls it away. Got a piece of the fastball. Takis peers in, shaking his head at Ramirez once, now gets the sign that he wants. 3-2 again, and Perozzo hits a tapper out to the second baseman, Sanford. Gobbles it up, throws to first, side retired. Mets go down in order in the 8th and now the 9th inning. They hope that the 2-run homer by Simone Juan is enough to win this game and finish off a dominating series. Alfred Vega already jogging in for the bullpen for the save chance.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info at stluciemets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Thanks for tuning in on a Sunday afternoon. Rapidly moving ball game. Alfred Vega on the mound for the Mets, the 24-year-old from Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic, being requested by Louis Rivera to get the save. He got a save last Sunday. Pitched a scoreless hitless inning in Daytona to close out a 3-0 lead. Now he is being tasked with a 2-0 save. He'll face Hall, De Los Santos, and Severino 3, 4, and 5 in the Bradenton order. What a job by Lewis in inning the third. Hitless, scoreless, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. Mets have only given up 1 hit today. It was a clean single. They have 10 strikeouts. Vega's first pitch, a slider, strike 1 to Hall. He was 0 for 2 with the walk. 4 walks, 10 strikeouts, a 1 hit shutout performance through 8 innings today. Pitches outside. Ball into strike. The Marauders, though, they are a home run hitting bunch, even though they haven't hit many the last few games. They haven't hit any as this pitch misses inside. So you're only one base runner away from bringing the tying run to the plate. Vega, the 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed with the cutter. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vega started his season up in Brooklyn, wasn't pitching a whole lot. Shipped down to St. Lucie, and he's been good here in St. Lucie, helping the cause. Two-two pitch coming to Hall. It's a roller foul out towards first. This is Vega's second appearance of the week. It was a short one for him back on Thursday, 2/3 of an inning, only 10 pitches. It's about as fresh an arm as you're going to find in the Mets bullpen right now. 2-2 pitch to Hall, and it's a ground ball to second. Scooped up by Roselli. Easy play to first for the out. Hall was out by about 30 feet. One down in the bottom of the ninth. And when you add in what Lewis did, that's now 5 straight retired. Rodani De Los Santos is next, 0 for 3. 3 air outs. Vega, first pitch, fastball wrapped in for a strike. Go back to De Los Santos. His last at-bat in the sixth inning came with 2 on after back-to-back 2-out walks, and he hit a rope into center field that was caught by Juan. That was still when it was a scoreless game. Next inning, the Mets would take the lead on the Juan homer. Second pitch is a ball up high. It's 1-1. Pitch, swing and a miss on the cutter, strike 2. The 1-2, breaking ball, hit out towards left center, long run for Fanyas. He's there to put it away in the gap. Good sprint there by Willie in left. Track that ball down. 2 up, 2 down for Vega here in the ninth. He's an out away from the save. Mets leading this game 2-0. It comes down to Severino. 0 for 3 today. Had that big double in the 10th yesterday. Was stranded at third base. The tying run. First pitch, he backs out and takes a called strike. Cutter on the inside corner. 0-1, breaking ball, strike 2 on the slider, and now Vega is a strike away, finishing this game off. Time called. Vega climbs up the back of the mound. The 0-2 to Severino. It's a skipper in the dirt. Ball one. Vega. The 1-2 pitch. Slider away. Overthrown. Two balls and two strikes. Hops off the side of the mound. Fewest hits allowed in a game by the Mets. One. They also did it against Palm Beach on June 21st, trying to match that here this afternoon. Vega's 2-2 pitch. It's a ground ball to third. Viva Sensu up with it. Over to first. Ball game over. Mets win. A 2-0 shutout on a Sunday afternoon at Lee Com Park. And the St. Lucie Mets dominate this series in Bradenton. They win the last five. A 5-1 series in Bradenton. A house of horrors coming in, but they leave with a dominant series victory. Forming the happy high five line, they're sprinting through that high five line. That's about the pace of this game. What a job by the Mets this week and in this game. The pitching staff, Ellisalt, Mercedes, Luis Vega, round of applause for those guys combining for a one-hit shutout. Simone Juan, entering his final at-bat of this game, was 1-for-15 on the week. Gets a two-run homer on a two-strike count. 0-2, even better. Just a remarkable week here in Bradenton for the St. Lucie Mets. The win streak at 5. They are now 14-6 in the second half. They're 48-37 overall. That's a happy bunch of guys in orange, gray, and blue down there. And they're making a beeline for the clubhouse. They can't wait to take their break. The only unfortunate thing is that the Mets are red hot, and now they got to sit for 4 days. But hey, not going to complain about going 5-1 on the road in a place you had not won a game since 2019. Just a tremendous, tremendous 6 days here at Lee Com Park in Bradenton, Florida for the St. Lucie Mets. Winning pitcher is Ernesto Mercedes. Losing pitcher, David Matoma. Alfred Vega gets his second save in his last three appearances. The Mets guaranteed to be alone in first place, regardless of what happens to Daytona later on today as they go to the All-Star break. For Bradenton, 10-5 after the win on Tuesday. They will now head to the All-Star break, 10-10 in the second half and 40-46 overall. So does it for the season series between the Mets and the Marauders. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap it up at the postgame show. The Mets 2-0 win on this joyous Sunday afternoon.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
All right, back at Lee Com Park. Adam McDonough with you from atop the action, the second floor broadcasting booth here. Mets trickling out of the dugout, going into their left field clubhouse. So they'll enjoy the post-game spread, hit the showers, get on the bus, and make the 2.5, 3-hour ride back over to Clover Park, and then the All-Star break can really commence for these guys. So much deserved rest for the Mets. They're going to head to the All-Star break, 11 games over 500, a season high, on a five-game winning streak, 14-6 in the second half. This is quite the turnaround for this franchise, given what's happened the previous two seasons, having the worst and then second worst record of all 120 minor league teams. And a lot of players are back from last year and some back from 2 years ago. So, you know, that's a great job by them to improve their games, a great job by this coaching staff to make sure these guys bring it on a daily basis. They come on the road. They win the last five games of this series. And in the last four games, the tying run is either at the plate, on the bases, or in the on-deck circle, and the Mets got it done every single time. Just a very clutch series this week. Let's get to the scoring summary in this game. It shouldn't take long. Nick Roselli, a two-out walk after a double play was hit into by Perozzo, and then Simone Juan on an 0-2 pitch from Matoma lines one over the wall in right field. 2-0 Mets. The bullpen did the rest. Taking a look at the box score, starting with the line score, 2 runs on 5 hits, no errors for the Mets. 4 error-free games this week. No runs, 1 hit, no errors for the Marauders. The Marauders' lone hit came from Richard Ramirez. Single up the middle on the ground. Roselli gave it a sliding try, but he didn't make contact with it. Even if he gloved it, he was not going to get the out. It was a clean hit, so don't think that the Mets were jobbed of a no-hitter here. For the Mets, Trey Snider went 2-for-4 with a double from the leadoff spot. Perozzo had a hit, Roselli had a hit, and Juan had the big one, his 6th home run of the year, the 2-run shot for the game's only runs. Pitchers in the game, Ellisalt, 4 no-hit innings, a walk and 4 shutouts. Mercedes, 2 2/3, 1 single, no runs, 2 walks, 3 punchouts. Lewis, an inning the 3rd, hitless, 1 walk and 3 strikeouts. And Vega, a 1-2-3 ninth on a couple of grounders and a flyout. He only threw 15 pitches there. For the Marauders, Parachi looked really good as the starter on rehab. The lefty went 3 no-hit innings with the walk and 4 strikeouts. Malone got out of trouble, held the Mets 0-for-5, runners in scoring position. 2 scoreless for him. Garces, a scoreless 6th inning. Matoma giving up the 2-run homer in the 7th. Mendez, a scoreless hitless 8th. And Takas, a 1-2-3 ninth. And that did it for the Bradenton side. This ball game played in 2 hours and 18 minutes, by far the shortest of the week. We've been averaging close to 5 hours. Ball game played in front of 499 baseball-loving souls who saw another Mets victory here at Lee Com Park, the spring training home of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now we look ahead. Hopefully the Mets' momentum with this 5-game winning streak is not stymied by a well-deserved week off. All eyes now in the Mets organization going to turn to the draft tonight and tomorrow. Draft headquarters in Port St. Lucie for the last week. So if you see the Mets' war room, just know that that is at Clover Park, if you're watching on ESPN or MLB Network. We are back on the diamond on Friday, and it's our first home game since July 2nd. Happy to be home. It'll be the Blockbuster Boys, our production crew, and Jake Rick will be back on the air, so it'll be a full house there on Friday the 18th as the Mets welcome the Palm Beach Cardinals into town for a weekend series. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. First pitch on Friday is set for 6 o'clock. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from LECOM. Mets 2, Marauders nothing. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Sunday afternoon. Hope all of you out there listening to Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your day, and enjoy the 4-day All-Star break.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.